This piece was brought to you by Roberta's. Roberta'sPizza.com.
Hey, 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 I'm Jimmy Carboni from Beer Sessions Radio.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Breaking news. This just in to Roberta's Radio. Breaking news. This just in. Breaking news. This just in. Breaking news. This just in.
Oh, that's cold. Oh, that's a cold one.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Oh, yeah.
You are now listening to Roberta's Radio, powered by HeritageRadioNetwork.punk. And if you're taking a moment to look at your clock, maybe you got a psycho clock on the wall like we do down here at the studio. Maybe you don't.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
You don't because Akiko never hooked it up with one. Maybe you don't. Maybe you have an Apple Watch on your arm. Maybe you don't. Maybe you have a Fitbit. And maybe you don't. But you're not wrong in feeling like we're coming to you just a little bit sooner than before. And you're right, it's 6:30 p.m. Eastern New York time. New York time, New York minute time.
Eastern Seaboard, Megalopolis, Central
yes.
Time Zone.
Power center of the universe time.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Psycho clock, it is 6:32 and 5 seconds. And you are listening to Roberta's Radio, powered by HeritageRadioNetwork.punk. That's right, JPJ. JPJ's going to blow up the bombs tonight.
What's up?
If the Stratego squad is out there listening, you got any miners out there want to come defuse the bombs?
Shout out to my boys, Stratego squad.
Stratego squad.
Now, miners with an E, that's acceptable, but miners with an O, no miners tonight.
Actually, I'm so glad you brought this up.
Yeah.
As with us sometimes is one of my favorite co-hosts and our best snakeologist.
Thank
our
you.
Snake master is
herpetologist.
Herpetologist, heptathlete. Yeah. Dodecahathlete.
Uh-huh.
That's 12 events. That's right. If you studied ancient
that's
Greek,
12
you know
events
that's
12 in four
events.
Dimensions. It's tricky.
It's so insane.
Yeah.
Benjamin Harrison's with us tonight.
How y'all doing? Great to be here tonight. It's been a while.
There you go. Crowd's just getting into their seats.
Yeah,
we're a little early
tonight.
I appreciate
that. We're getting a little jump on it tonight.
Crowd's just getting into their seats. We're early tonight, but almost always with me, sitting directly in front of Benjamin today in the studio, is the Aggie boy, Mr. Skin, Dr. Michael Zoman.
Good evening.
Good to have you back, almost always, right? It's always the same.
Did you know I have a degree in hopsology?
Really? That's going to come in handy tonight. No spoilers now. We're almost done with introductions. We got one more, maybe two more. I don't know, a couple more. Who's that in the back? Sorry, it's Dirk.
He's way back there.
Yeah, we're on the sound stage at the studio. It's dark back there. Yeah. Very far from the proscenium of the sound stage.
Nice.
Thanks, man.
Nice word.
Yeah, I know. I know
proscenium.
Stuff.
Yeah. I like that word.
Yeah. It's Monsieur Peugeot.
Monsieur Peugeot.
That's right. People love him.
Yep.
He's definitely a fan favorite around here.
Draw my clipboard.
That's right. He's only in town for a few years. Just writing a very deep expose on Roberta's Radio for some sort of French newspaper.
French news publication.
Do they have news over there?
They do have news.
That's great.
Only in the south of France on the coast.
Oh, that's great.
Provence.
Provence.
Mm-hmm. French
exactly.
Riviera.
What about there?
What about down in the French Riviera?
Languedoc.
Exactly. Oh, I love it. I say Languedoc.
Languedoc, yeah, sure.
I mean,
I'll allow it.
I'm not from there, so I don't
say long duck.
Oh,
that's
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Zing.
Getting back to Dr. Michael Zoman's potential spoiler alert. all those sounds you're hearing in the background is are made by us. We're cracking a couple open. No minors tonight.
Yeah.
If you're under 21, please turn off your radio or your viewing mechanism.
Put your Roberta's radio cowl hood over your viewing mechanism. We don't want you to see anything you don't need to be seeing.
Wait, Benjamin, what you can do is hand off the viewing mechanism or the headphones to your parents.
Yeah, to a responsible adult. Yeah. And then what they're going to do is wrap a snake skin around that just so you can't see anything.
Tonight we have some responsible radio going on. We're going to get beer crazy in here. Let's do this starting now.
JPJ on the October face.
Let's start it now.
Man, that's good. That tastes good.
Oktoberfest.
Wow. Ice cold.
Man, that's good. Here, I'm going to have another one.
Yeah, why don't you crack another one real quick?
Oh, man.
Well, that's good.
That's good.
Wow.
That's good beer. I'm going to try two at once.
This has never been done before without the use of a phone.
This is an advanced technique.
I'm going to put that in the notes.
Oh, it's pretty good. I got a little beer on this wind guard.
Yeah, your wind guard's a little moist now.
Yeah, the de-esser.
Here, let me get it.
There you go.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah,
you got it.
Oh, man, there's another one open. They're flowing all around. We're going beer crazy tonight.
Oh, that's the beer maids in here are serving us the beers.
The beer maids. Beer maids.
Beer maids, beer maidens, beer mistresses, and beer lasses.
Beer masters.
This is great. Beer masters. Those that aspire to be beer masters.
Okay, let's get down to it.
What? All right, let's do it.
Is beer?
Well, I'm so glad you asked, Dr. Michael Zoman. I think that I was reading a text from 19...
Excuse me. I've been drinking a lot of beer because I'm beer crazy.
I was reading a text from 1976. I believe it was the first thing that you had published. You had started out as a hopsologist.
That's correct. That's 5 years before I was born when I was...
That's right.
...pre-publishing papers.
That's right. You were.
In a lot of academic journals.
You were an amazing child.
Yeah, I was speaking psychically through my father's brain.
Yeah.
Right. You know what they say, publish or perish.
His body, his corporeal body was a vessel for my psychic intellectualism.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. And you wrote a line, I remember, on page 175.
Well, that depends on what edition of my book. It has been published in 70 languages.
I couldn't find a first edition. I had to settle for second edition. But you described beer thusly, which I felt was so poetic.
Okay.
If you wouldn't mind just recanting that. Repeating
that foamy, sudsy, ice-cold drink that we all know and love to slurp up with our buds, known as beer.
One for
beautiful.
The ages, really.
It's beautiful. Poetic. It captures the true essence. Laughing at
me. I wish I could brush my teeth with it. I want to put my dick in it.
I want it to put its dick in me.
Hey-o, no miners.
Hey,
that's right, miners, you got to get out of here.
It's going to get a little blue tonight.
What's that guy's name from the state?
Sean Penn.
Michael Showalter. My balls in it. I think that was
Michael
Ian Black.
Oh, okay.
I think it was Michael Ian Black.
Mikey IB.
The sheriff. You know him.
Jobless.
That was
currently the butler on. Oh man. Come on.
I think it
delivered, JPJ.
Natasha Leggero's show.
Who? Who?
Oh, God.
Come on. Nobody knows who that is.
A lot of people know who that is.
Well, nobody in this room knows
all
who it is.
Underground cult comedy.
So we do
about.
A cool comedy podcast, and no one here knows who Natasha Leggero is.
I never thought this show was funny.
I thought more about we were just kind of giving people facts and the inside scoop about the topics that matter to them.
Okay.
So yeah.
Let me reset. Take it back a few steps.
That's right. Open one up.
Good crack.
Huh?
Get a couple steps back.
Nice crack. Open one up.
I still can't think of what it's called. It's going to consume me now.
Well, let's move away from
it's
that.
It's a reality show set in the Victorian era. It's very funny.
I bet it is.
Can you imagine? It's like a reality style TV show, but it's set in the Victorian era.
The Stratego squad's out there.
Michael Ian Black is the butler.
You guys want to call up Chuck, Ralph. Ralph's my favorite of the Stratego squad. Chuck and Ralph.
I don't know. You're looking at me.
I'm trying
to
think.
Kids, we know your viewing mechanisms are called for safety, but if you had them out, you'd see You'd see Dr. Zoman giving me a very searching glance.
Kids, if you're listening, you've got to hand this off to a responsible adult.
Please, please. It's just going to get bluer from here. Yeah, put it, resheath the viewing mechanism into its wall mount.
Yeah, let's go ahead
and
take that down. I feel like television is the easiest way for children to
be influenced.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more with you, Brendan.
Yeah. Well, children are our future, so it's important
while
that we
are on hiatus, hiatus from our topic here, Dr. Michael Zoman is going through his files. Benjamin.
It's very true. I must remember.
He really is. You can't see it.
If you've ever been to a record store that's very like long and deep and has all these crates.
It's called
in the
another
back.
Period.
Okay. Not another.
Sounds
one.
Like my ex-girlfriend.
Getting a little blue. What I tell you, we're live, baby, live and direct.
Sounds like every woman I've ever known who was of the certain age until a certain age.
I think I would like to relegate
talking
those type
periods.
Of comments to Donald Trump's boardroom, if I may.
How do we get it?
Well, we can't get in there.
We can't get in there.
Okay. I wouldn't even want to go in there.
This is turning into one of the worst shows we've ever done. Let's focus up. What is beer? Yeast, barley, malts, water, ask. Sugar, salt, water,
hops, hoppers, yeast, barley.
What
water.
Is it? What's in this stuff, man?
I was going to ask.
What makes it make you so dizzy?
I was going to ask. Is beer the same as fizzy lifting drink?
I think yes.
I think
but
so.
Willy
I think
it Wonka is. Was feeding that to the kids.
Well, Willy Wonka was a weird old pervert. Let's
and
be
those
real.
Those kids are getting drunk.
There is no earthly way of knowing that
you
whole
know
sequence.
What?
That's
you
a dark.
You know what? It's not the same because fizzy lifting drink is that new alcoholic seltzer water they have.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
that's
fizzy lifting.
Smirnoff Ice. Is that what that is?
Boone's Farm.
Is that the one?
Boone's Farm.
Boone's Farm Snow Creek Berry is fizzy lifting drink.
Is that the one that
what
caused
about
Lindsay Lohan's alcohol bracelet to go off?
Probably.
No, it was probably like Old Spice deodorant.
Actually, I believe it was kombucha.
Oh, right.
I'm gonna kombucha in your ass.
Get it? All right.
You're going to have to excuse.
You're going to have to.
Good call, JPJ.
Thanks, JPJ, for dropping a
I'm calling 911 and getting Pojo.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should call the
Monsieur
police.
Monsieur Pojo is going to get arrested.
Leave your clipboard
he's
so we can take notes.
He's going to get deported is what's going to happen.
The bass player and the drummer from Interpol are going to come down here and arrest him for international
well,
crimes.
The new bass player and the old drummer. He's really old, too. Hey,
you think they'll drink a beer with us, man? Those guys are cool. I want to hang out with them.
Well, let me think. Professional rock band, career alcoholics.
Nice.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. Except for maybe Kenny Chesney.
There's a career where I can.
You all right? Do you swallow the
yeah,
long
swallow
pipes?
A little,
right
little beer. Beer.
Yeah,
a little beer down the wrong pipe.
A fizzy lifted drink down the wrong pipe.
I was trying to breathe beer and it went down the wrong pipe. So that
scene in you know that award-winning movie The Abyss? I don't know. I hope
love
I didn't
it.
Take the movie
love
for
it.
Tonight.
The old
Ridley
people.
Scott. Ridley Scott, right?
Love it.
Yeah, Ridley Scott.
Old people in the water or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, well, they submerge that mouse and it's like amniotic fluid. Kind
something
of tying,
like that.
Tying, no, because they can breathe underwater. Tying it back to your sort of psychic incantations on the topic of beer, which, by the way, we still haven't really gotten into that yet.
Well, we know what it's made of. Hops, barley, yeast, malt, salt, pepper,
hops,
sugar.
Barley, yeast,
I'm just saying,
malt,
as someone that's involved in the hard
hops,
sciences,
barley, yeast, malt.
I'm herpetology is more of a snake.
Pour
snake science is more
there.
Of a soft science and a slithery science. That's my. As well, someone who's involved in the hard
it's definitely
sciences,
definitely a cold-blooded science.
Absolutely. As someone that's involved in the hard sciences, could you breathe beer? Could you submerge yourself
religion,
in
religion, philosophy? Those are
what
warm
breathe it
sciences.
Through your lungs?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Beer?
Yeah.
I tried, and that made me cough
well,
a little,
you didn't
but,
do very... That didn't work that time, but...
I got a radical idea.
Yeah? You got a fresh new...
Knock me out.
Fresh new take?
Knock me out with a sleeper hold.
I would...
Submerge me in a tank of beer, and when I wake up, I will breathe beer.
Yes.
I was thinking about making my... Like, creating gills on my face that I could live underwater, and then I would live under beer.
Under beer would be fine, too.
I think I would have
funny water.
A great time.
Where would the gills be located? On the cheeks? Or on the
just
forehead?
Just behind the mandible.
Check this
mandible.
Out. Above and below your eyes.
Why would you do that?
It would look so fucking sick.
Yeah, it would look
really cool.
It would look so bad.
People be afraid of you.
All these cool slits above and below your eyes.
Oh, the more slits, the better. Could
tell
you wink with your gills?
Tell them all about us out there at the table. We're great.
Here's a bunch of idiots who have gone beer crazy.
Hey, yeah. We're cool. Here's a room full of dumb people
whoa. Yes, we're the dumb people spewing out beer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, also, if you're on Facebook.com, I'm about to go live in the studio on Facebook.
He's going
right
live
now.
In
I'm
the
going
studio.
Live.
It's called Synergy.
It's called Synergy.
One of my favorite things to talk about when I'm going beer crazy.
We've gone live.
Synergy.
Let's talk about 3, 2, 1.
Live.
We've gone live.
Live. We're live.
We're live in the studio on
now
Facebook.
We're live. We're coming at you live and direct. Going beer crazy.
Tune in to heritageradio.org.
Punk.
Dot punk, but, you know.
Let's talk about Synergy.
Do it live.
Well, I'm so glad that you
gone live.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
We'll do it live.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Yeah.
No, Bill O'Reilly. Let's
Who's
talk
that? Mike Francesa.
Okay, I've got one shocked emoji going.
One
because we are live on the radio.
You've already gotten a shot.
On internet radio, we've gone live.
Let's go back on topic.
Chef Eric, let's talk about Synergy.
Two people have joined. We're live.
I want to talk about Synergy. And the way that Synergy has helped us through the ages get to where we are now. Synergy, I believe, as defined by Funk and Wagnalls, which is my
own. Ooh, someone's mad.
Someone's mad about Funk and Wagnalls? You gotta take it up with those boys.
Yeah,
I'll write the book.
He didn't write
hey, man,
the book.
You
write
know
the
me, book. Man. I'm just fucking grooving in here, so I don't know anything about Funk and Wagnalls.
I didn't write the book. I didn't write the book.
But right, so bring it along. Let's
Synergy, go. As defined by Funk and Wagnalls, is when two things come together to add greater power to each of themselves. It's symbiotic. It's a symbiotic relationship, and it's something that furthers both of the reaches and attitudes and ideas and brands of the two interested, two or more, I think. It can be a group thing.
Group Synergy.
Hey, if anybody's into group things, Synergy is for you. That's Synergy. Thank you.
I'll be here for the next
25 minutes.
Give or take. Well, we're still talking about beer, right?
Are we?
Yeah, this is a beer-related episode.
It's a beer-centric episode.
Pojo was trying to say that when man and beer collide,
when you synergize beer and your tummy, you get synergistic energy.
Yes, and that helps you to become
sometimes,
the person you've
sometimes
always felt in your deepest, darkest thoughts should be.
So it's very... You combine like your lives together, but sometimes you just have to go to the bathroom, you know?
Right.
Like,
this is something that
affects it.
As president of the United States in 20 years, I'm going to make sure there's a bathroom for every person on planet.
Perfect. I like
that's
that.
Really good.
I understand the importance of being able to have to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Maybe take a break for just one.
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Let's not take a break per se. Let's drink a little beer because this is a beer related episode. I wish I could move the live stream around more. Also,
that's what we need more.
We must admit that the people viewing this live cannot hear the sound effects.
Oh, they can.
They can only hear our conversation in the room.
Oh, that's going to change things for them a lot.
I know.
Should we tell them that if they listen on iTunes?
Well, I suggest you go to heritageradio.net.org.
Dr. Zoman, are your Facebook friends watching this right now?
There's 6 to 7 to 5.
Damn,
friends.
I didn't know about this. I have like 20 of my friends are watching this right now.
People are on the stream.
Are they commenting?
No, one of my friends is commenting a lot.
Hey, listen here, pal. You want to type all them words? Why don't you come down here and do this?
Yeah, you're not in the studio with us.
Why don't you try to have to prepare for this?
Yeah.
Every Monday night is Cipriani's. And you're over there with JPJ, and you're in the pre-production meeting.
I can't believe the way you're acting right now. It's so
me?
Weird.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, no. I thought
everyone's getting mad at you. They can react with emojis that show their emotions.
You guys listen here.
My compatriot here, who has no idea how the internet works.
I don't.
He has never seen Facebook Live.
Never.
I haven't either.
Never once.
Wait,
in my life.
You actually have. We were. Oh, someone's crying now. They're sad.
Oh, they're sad and
Why
crying.
Are they sad?
Well, because you've never seen Facebook Live.
Well, probably because they've
fucking
never.
Thing sucks.
Probably because they've never just had a beer. Hey, you know crack what? Open a beer.
I think this live stream's a great idea.
I do too.
I think
beer emojis. Are you getting a lot of those?
There you go. Crack that one.
Is there a beer emoji?
JPJ's pouring tall ones.
This is the beer episode.
This is. JPJ's pouring tall ones in the booth.
I'm swimming in it.
He actually is. It's like Scrooge McDuck's coin room.
Doing the backstroke.
Full of beer.
Good boys.
All the beers are open in the room.
All the beers are open.
Every beer in the room is open.
Pojo's really trying to show off his tattoos. Can we make somebody really cry by having Pojo show off his belly tattoos?
Yep.
Great.
Let's go, Pojo. Vision Streetwear.
Wow. That's...
That's guy.
He's a real tough boy. He's covered in tatties.
Nah, dude. I'm not a tough boy. I'm a little boy.
So, I have another question, and this one is directed to Benjamin, our Snake Master.
Sure.
Snake Meister, I guess.
Meister. It's Oktoberfest. It's Oktoberfest. I'm a Snake Meister.
Yeah. He's a Snake Meister. Yeah, Snake Meister. Sure.
Do snakes drink beer?
That's a really good question.
Is that a snake in your pocket, or are you just happy to be on the show tonight?
Both. Here's the thing. Snakes get the snake is getting agitated because I'm so happy to be on the show. He's getting crowded out.
He's picking up your vibes.
He's picking up my positive vibes. Snakes are natural empaths. I don't know if you guys know
that. Yeah, I do.
Snakes do drink beer. The problem is that while a human being likes a nice cold frosty mug,
yeah.
You put a snake inside a mug, which if a snake is going to get the beer, they go all the way in.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
what
they
I
go
would
all
do
the way in.
If I were a snake.
You put a snake into a cold frosty mug, they're going to pass right out because they're cold-blooded, right?
Damn,
they're ectotherms.
I didn't think about that.
What if you
remember.
Just pour some of the beer so the snake can drink it with its tongue?
You got to heat the beer up first.
Ooh.
You got to heat the beer up
first.
That's
and
how I prefer
is,
beer anyway. Nice and warm in the microwave.
This is a common misconception. You don't pour the beer. The snake doesn't drink the beer with its tongue because a snake smells with its tongue. Little known fact. So you pour beer with the snake for the tongue, it's just going to be smelling the beer.
Can
the
we
snake's
go back
gotta climb
to,
into the sorry, we, slither into the
can we go back to how the snake
stein.
Smells again?
With the tongue.
But that's in its mouth.
With yeah,
its
absolutely. It's smelling. So
I'm
see,
blown away, man.
Here's the thing. Smell
the
and taste for snakes are fully
I'm
synergized.
Blown away.
The snake smells with its tongue?
Yeah, it does. 100%.
You ooh, can't,
I smell with my tongue.
Pogo, you're drunk.
Fucking thing sucks.
Yeah, mine's sore, Pogo. That one's for you. Hey, you're still listening to Roberta's Radio.
We're still here.
Dude, Heritage Radio.
You don't need a viewing device anymore.
No,
you just
really
need
don't.
A simple iPhone.
A simple one, like not a 3, the, like a 2?
Well, and I have
maybe
an I have an iPhone 2, and it seems to be streaming.
That,
live
you're
video.
Streaming like from a 2.
I have received several text messages telling me that my data limit has been crossed over repeatedly.
Okay. That's probably because you get, what, 1 megabyte?
I have a 320 megabyte plan.
We can expense that, though, right?
Fucking thing sucks!
Yeah,
sure
for real.
Hey, let's do that. Let's take a break and fill out some paperwork so we can expense a
we're
better
expense
iPhone for our live
limit.
Facebooking.
Yeah.
All
right, and
Facebook
then we're
going to
come right back with some great Beer Crazy
checking out
episode
Beer
antics.
Crazy Facebook Live episode.
Jason's right outside. He's ready
we'll
to
we'll be
go.
Live again.
Jason Voorhees?
Has anybody seen this plant? Can we look at the plant?
Yeah, it's doing pretty well.
Hold on.
Shut it. It's doing great. Look at,
yeah,
look
back
at this
to you.
Beautiful plant. Look at what it's
that's
done.
Spooky.
Look at its beautiful work. Look at its work. Let's take a break now.
My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Okay. Once again, you have turned your dial to Roberta's Radio.
.com. Beard, sorry.
Power.
Beard.fun.
Beard.
Oh, yeah.
No, actually, you guys, hey, no, listen up.
Can we get some gunshots, too?
Soaking wet.
Let me give you the straight dope. This is Roberta's Radio, powered by Heritage Radio Network. Punk. All right, we're coming at you. We're beer crazy now. Look into our eyes and tell me what you see.
You can see they're not looking in the same direction.
Look into my eyes and tell me what you see. Yes, this is what I'm talking about. We're going beer crazy.
We're going beer crazy, baby.
And you know what? We got so much positive feedback from the Facebook live feed.
Oh, my God.
We got a caller. We got a caller.
We got people in the
They're in the window.
We're getting flashed.
We're up on the sound stage. The proscenium is open.
It is getting wild.
We got a full room in here tonight, and we got some callers. Let's go to the phone lines.
Hello mates.
Hello, come in. You're breaking up a little bit.
Yeah.
This is Tommy, mates.
Tommy?
Yeah, he's breaking up.
Tommy Yomi?
This is Tommy, mates.
Okay, I'm going to need you to...
Tommy. Tommy, where you hail from?
I'm calling in from Britain, England.
Is that the echo? Is that because you're calling from such a faraway dimension?
It's long distance.
It's coming in through the channel, mate.
I hope you call collect, man.
Dial down the center. We can expense that out.
Yeah,
we call it Kalecki over here, but I called in Kalecki from across the sea through the channel, mate.
Okay, I like that. Yeah, Kalecki.
What do you want to talk about, Tommy?
I want to talk about
topic
something
tonight is
really
beer.
Special tonight.
Topic is beer, Tom.
You mates know what the top beers in England are. England, Britain, then, mate.
Stella Artois.
See, here's something I never knew.
I don't think some of you mates know some of the best beers in Britain, England, then, mate.
What's the one that when you go watch
I actually know a couple.
When me and my chappy chums go out for a night at the pubs and taverns.
What about Carlsberg?
Carlsberg, Carling.
Carlingborg
1664.
Monsieur Peugeot is from across
old
the pond, so he's
head.
A little bit closer
ten,
to home on that.
Tenants.
So you've had Carlsberg.
Old Speckled Hen.
Old Speckled Hen's a really good one.
Carlsberg Special Brew. Grolsch.
Something special.
I love Grolsch. I love a good Grolsch when I watch the Arsenal game.
Boddington's
is great.
Sure. Boddington's.
Pub Ale.
Yeah, when I'm trying to watch the Arsenal game.
When me and my hooligan mates go out for a night on the Chappy Town, we tend to put down quite a few San Miguel's, mate.
Are you a Tottenham fan?
Oh, I'm more of a fan of Britain, London, mate. From England.
Oh, Britain, London. The most beloved soccer
Financial center of the world.
Yeah.
Give me a Stella, a Carlsberg Export, a Carlsberg Special Brew.
So you're not a Tottenham
fan. A Bex, a John Smith Extra Smooth.
No, he's not a Spurs fan. You could tell
by his accent. A Guinness, Tenins, Bex,
he's a pussy.
Foster's.
He's a punter.
He's a punter and a pussy.
And I like a Tui's, mate. When it fancies me and my mates then. And my chums.
Nah, you know what does me good? A little Earl Grey, a little tea cake. I'm good to go, baby.
How about some fish and chips, mate?
Oh, in the newspaper.
I'd want something special.
Let's get a curry after we down a couple pints of Carlsberg Special Brew.
Tommy, I want to thank you for calling in. I'm sure it costs you nothing and it costs us everything.
I called him Kalecki, mate. Yeah.
It's good to get some culture in here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right. It is. It's really
this
nice.
This is Tommy checking out with a truly special call, mate.
Tom, thanks for calling, man. I really appreciate it. Thanks for calling all the way from across the pond.
Dr. Zoman, you missed it. Dr. Zoman was out of the studio. He's in the bathroom. He's been drinking a lot of beer.
I was getting a couple of fresh, cold buggers.
Yeah, why don't we open them up?
Let's open them up.
I heard part of the call from the bathroom because they pipe it in.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, just so you can stay on top of it.
I thought we were piping in the Oktoberfest music. I didn't want the calls piped in.
I'm sorry.
JPJ, come on, man.
Do we have another call?
I think we have another call. Actually, hold on. Let me look at the phone lines.
Look at the phone board.
One is blinking up. 11's blinking. Can we depress the button?
Depress
on
the button, but don't hold it down because then you'll just hang up on it.
Right. Depress
just
the button.
Flick it.
Caller, is there another caller?
Just flick
is
it.
Is there a caller?
You got to flick the button.
Hello.
No, it's not like Alexander Graham Bell.
Will you show
Bell
him how to do
it?
He's not doing it right.
All right, is there another caller? There's not.
Hello?
Oh, wait. Okay. Hello. Welcome.
Oh, I'm having a great night.
Oh, well, we have another. Wait,
another British beer expert.
Wait, is this Rene Magritte?
No, I've been drinking a bunch of Smirnoff. I'm fucking wasted.
Are you a nice one, mate?
Are you from the island of Scotland?
I'm from
Scotland.
I'm from Glasgow. Yeah,
right? It's an island unto itself. Color,
are you Glaswegian?
Yeah, Glaswegian, I say.
No, I'm from Scotland, you little bastard.
Okay, well, yeah. There's no need to get hostile. We don't, you know, I don't know the
Lo demonyms. Siento, that's Spanish. Correct? Correct? Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
Ding, 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 you are correct. Yeah, you know you're Spanish. You're very, thank you, JPJ. You are very cultured, clearly.
You drinking Budweiser?
We got a couple buds.
No, we ain't drinking Budweiser.
I like that.
We're drinking the King, baby.
I like it.
Drinking
the King.
Caller, do you drink a lot of Bud? First of all, what's your name? Let's get civil here. Let's get friendly.
Monsieur Peugeot.
Monsieur Po... Really?
No.
Really? That would be an astronomical coincidence.
That's a great joke.
Where is Monsieur Peugeot, by the way?
That is a great joke.
My name's actually Nigel.
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 From Glasgow.
Nice. Well, it's good. Thank you so much for... Nigel, thank you for calling in. Yeah. Nigel, can you tell us some of your favorite beers from Glasgow? Some of your favorite Glaswegian beers from Glasgow.
I don't really drink beer. I just drink gin, and I listen to Mogwai.
I saw him live one time.
Now don't give him any beer after midnight because he'll turn into a monster. That's a Gremlins reference.
Iron Claw's a great band, too.
I don't know the band. I think you might be making it up. But
what about Jesus and Mary Chain?
And Mary Chain's very great.
A little religious for my taste, but you know, different strokes for different folks.
So. I like the devil and Satan's chain.
I like Satan's jams.
I don't like Satan. Very
no,
much.
All right.
Oh,
well,
so you guys are Frank Black fans.
I'm a Christian. Sure. I like Frank Black's great.
How do you feel about?
I love the Pixies.
So,
how do you feel about the movie Braveheart?
Braveheart, Mel Gibson's an anti-Semitic piece of shit.
Wow. All right. We try not to talk politics here on Heritage Radio.
We're not trying to talk politics, but...
Let you go.
I'm from Scotland.
Nigel.
All right. Thank you.
Gonna have to let you go, Nigel. Sorry. Nigel broke the second rule. Which is talking politics during election cycle.
Pojo, you know what? Welcome back, but your clipboard is just sitting there getting cold, man. I really need you to be taking notes on this. Okay. Oh, really?
There's only one way to do
it. Let's come clean. I have a game.
There's only one way to do it with a game.
Okay.
Well, I'll be the first to admit that this beer crazy episode has slid into some wild zones.
It's been a little off the rails.
It's time to form a lightning round. Name different names of beer in a circle.
Like the name of beer or
like
the brand
of beer?
Like what
Pojo just said.
Brand of beer.
All right, Pojo, you go first.
Four Man Weave.
Miller Lite.
Bud.
Carlsberg.
Genuine Draft.
Budweiser.
I said Bud already.
Said Bud already. You lose.
You didn't say Budweiser.
You're out. You're not out because
Three Man Weave.
Okay, maybe you're out. All right. Yeah,
Coors Light.
Tecate.
Banquet Beer.
Corona.
No, you're out.
It's fine. Pacifico.
Tequiza.
Modelo.
Fuck you.
You're out.
You're out of the studio.
No, I wasn't saying that. I'll put up with a lot of sportsman-like conduct.
Get
is
out.
Not something that
I wasn't out. Saying that directly
get
to
out.
You.
This is we're done. That's it.
Get out. Get
Natty,
out.
Okay, I'm back in the game. Natty Light Ice.
I was nervous.
Nice. Natural,
get out.
Natural Bohemian. That's from Baltimore.
Red Dog. Get out. Get out. Seriously, leave the studio. Abdicate your chair.
All right, I'm back in the game. Heineken.
Rolling Rock.
Amstel.
Amstel Light.
Nice.
Damn, nice. Negro Modelo.
I believe we talked about this one earlier. We plugged it. Stella Artois.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest.
BFM.
What's that?
It's from it's look it up. I'm not gonna cuss.
All right.
It's from Switzerland. It's from the Swiss Jura. It's Fancy Boy.
Move on, Eric.
Don't look at me like
it's
that.
Fancy
it's Fancy
Boy.
It's all right. You know
boy.
What?
We talked about this earlier. The Cronenberg 1664.
I said that.
Check this out.
You didn't say that.
I'll say something now. Hitachino White IPA.
That's oh, nice. Yeah. See, that's nice. That's Fancy Boy stuff, too.
Yeah, but I wasn't like...
I was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out!
I got nervous.
Out!
I'm not joking. I've had enough beer to not be joking now.
Ben, you're next.
Pacifico.
Nice.
We didn't
whatever.
We didn't say that at all.
Red Hook IPA.
Yeah. Ooh, yummy. That's gross stuff, man.
So now the challenge is, the metagame is, if you start making beers up, will we be able to tell?
Yeah.
No,
we throw
I'm
some fake
list
ones in
actual
there.
Beers.
Amnesia Extra Special Bitter.
Delirium Ooh. Tremens.
Nice.
Grim Elephantitis.
Purple Haze.
Mind Blast IPA.
Amagongs.
Shock Top Oktoberfest.
Rare Voss.
Jean Claude IPA Pilsner.
Get out!
Victory Sour
Get
Cherry
out!
Ale.
Birthday Boy Beer.
I'm talking about. I'm talking about Presidente.
I'm talking about Beer Light.
I'm talking about Beer Lao.
I'm talking about Red Cup.
I'm talking Beer Lao Dark, baby.
I'm talking about Thai Boy Special.
I'm talking about Negro Modelo.
I'm talking about Tiger Beer.
Ooh, Tiger. Love that stuff. I'm talking about Chang.
Talking about Scene Dream Doppelbach.
Talking about Victoria Ale.
Talking about Young's Double Stout, Double Chocolate Stout.
Talking about Boddington's.
Nice.
Guinness!
I'm talking about Guinness Blonde.
Sapporo.
I'm talking about Kirin.
Asakai? How do you say?
Tingshai?
Asayashai.
Tingdao. Tingdao.
Nice.
Beer.
Yep. Nice. What the frick, dude? I'm talking Miller High Life.
I'm talking Bud Dry.
Talk about Beerocello Special Dark.
Dude, Bud Dry, so good.
I'm talking Miller Ultralight.
I'm talking Bronx Brewery.
I'm talking Michelob Ultra.
I'm talking 6 Point Sweet Action.
I'm talking Jammer Goza.
Jammer Goza Sweet Ass.
Hey, out.
I'm talking Main Peeper, baby.
Oh, I'm talking Smutty Dog.
Lunch!
Lunch. I want to talk about something near and dear to my heart.
I'm talking grim now. Yo, let's go.
Near
grim.
And dear to my Midwestern heart.
A rainbow in curved air.
Booyah!
I'm talking something near and dear to my heart. Lining Kugels.
Psychokinesis.
Ooh, I love that.
Oh, man, I was going to say psychokinesis.
Don't say I'm out.
I'm talking Goose Island, baby.
Oh, nice. I'm talking Black Duck Porter!
Bill Funston! About to go right across the pond. Samuel Smith's Nut Brown Ale, baby.
Oh, I love that shit.
Oh, wait. Hold
Give
on.
Give me a Mississippi wait. Mud, black I, and mild.
Mississippi Mud's great, too.
Out. I wasn't out. Finished. Out. I wasn't finished. I was also talking about the Samuel Smith's Teddy Porter. It's a robust beverage.
Bass. Harp.
Mosaic IPA.
I'm talking about Strongbow.
Okay.
Cider style beer.
Bengali.
Oh, nice.
What about cider?
What about it? What do you want to say? Down East, Austin?
Apparently, I can't say anything.
Crispin. Out. Put it stick in me. Out. I wish
it were winter. Angry Orchard Pear. Skate on
it. And then melt it in the springtime
and drink it. Woodchuck.
I'm talking about Mike's Hard Lemonade.
I'm talking about Mike Avesa.
I'm talking about Mike's Hard Cranberry.
I'm talking about Zima.
I'm talking about my favorite drink, Beer Vesa.
Oh, Margavesa is better.
What about BLL, Bud Light Lime, for y'all that aren't in the know?
Daddy Sprite.
Yes, Daddy Sprite.
Yes.
Talking about Four Loko.
Yes.
Steel Reserve.
Rothouse.
211s, that's all a drink.
Rothouse.
Talking about Crazy Stallion.
Old English.
Talking about King Cobra.
Malo Ojo Evil Eye.
Talking about Mickey's Big Mouse.
I'm talking Mickey's Small Mouse.
They make those in a 40-ounce bottle.
King Cobra.
I want to talk about Old Style.
I want to talk about Milwaukee's best, The Beast.
I want to talk about Old PBR.
Has anyone said 30 stones?
No.
Has anyone said
30-pack of Keystone?
A rack of stone.
Has anyone said Coronitas? That's the small Coronas. No,
the small Corona. Yeah. Cubetazo de Coronitas. How much is that?
Oh, have you ever been to Puerto Rico? Madeira.
No, I haven't.
That's what they drink at the Bate.
Madeira with two L's?
Madeira.
Madeira with
10-ounce cans. A 12-ounce can gets too hot too fast in the Caribbean.
Oh, in the tropical sun.
Yeah. I want to talk about Bitburger.
Ooh.
Ew. I don't like Bitburger.
That's
sorry,
what,
guys.
That's what Dr. Michael Zeman is saying. He's like, ew.
Yeah, I like the old style.
Like Trump says,
I like old style.
I already said that.
I like
out. Schaefer.
I like hard style.
Schlitz, ooh. Hams, Rainier,
Olympia. Hams, yeah. Rainier. Yeah. Hey, you know, how did they say it? Cocaine. It looks like the word cocaine was K's.
What?
It's a beer from north, like it's like eastern Washington, southeastern BC.
Wait, Kokanee.
Trust me, Kokanee.
All right.
All right. I'll allow
hey,
it.
They
you
never...
freaking give me a break,
yo,
bro. Kokanee.
Hey, whoa. Yo, they just... never made a beer, but it's really nice to say Shasta Cola. Big
Shasta.
Fan. Big fan.
Shasta.
Oh, back to beer.
Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
There you go, kid.
Lagunitas Brown Sugar.
Ooh, nice. Dogfish Head.
Blaps.
Flying Dog Brewery.
Blatt. Sorry, Labatt. Nice. Labatt Blue.
Labatt Blue. Blatt.
Molson. Molson Ice.
Yeah, Molson Ice.
Molson Ultra.
No, they didn't make that.
What about Molson?
I guarantee you
you're
Molson
out
Ultra.
Too. No way.
What about,
hey, you take up. A hike, bro.
Look it up.
What about Molson Mega?
What's the beer from Strange Brew?
Elsinore.
That's it. Show over.
No, the show is over now.
Show over.
The show is over now.
Dave, will you play the Elsinore, the Mind Control Elsinore song?
The greatest beer of all time. Just want to say it really quick.
Elsinore.
Lowenbrow.
Elsinore, can we hear this
Lion's
song?
Lion's beer.
Can we hear the song that controls
Lions
the mind?
Lions used to drink beer. A lot of
Strange
people
didn't
know that when lions stopped being people and became lions, that they still drank beer.
Yeah.
And so they were always drinking this
Elsinore
home beverage that the people started calling and deeming Lowenbrow, which means lion's beer. And they adhere to the German purity law of 1544, and they're making the finest product that you would ever put through your GI tract.
Yeah.
And they're really good at it. And I just want to say that without Lowenbrow, I would probably not have behavioral problems.
Proud supporters of heritageradio.punk.
Want to thank everybody who had a couple during the show. And
excuse
I want to thank all the miners for not listening.
Yeah, thanks for...
Because
I just went out.
I got it, don't Dave. Worry. You won't get hurt. Your equipment should protect you. Being on the same team as you is
all the padding I need, Rosie. Are you okay? You okay? Hey, movie pick of the week. I'm your father, Luke. Give in to the dark side of the force, you it's now. Doug McKenzie.
He's done Jedi 17 times, Dave.
It's called...
there
what's
it is. That's the
again?
Song.
What's it called
give
again?
Give my mic a little boost here. From SCTV.
Yeah, SCTV. The Great White North. Doug and Bob McKenzie.
Hear that song? That's what I'm talking about. That's Elsinore Beer song.
Yeah. The Mind Control song. Great stuff. Hey, thanks everybody for going through our ups and downs with us. We got a little beer crazy tonight.
We're a little beer crazy tonight.
I think next week you can expect the 44th episode of our states.
A little bit more focused.
Of United States. Next week we're going to talk about Montana. Lovely place. Want to see you all there. And thank you very much. I want to thank HeritageRadioNetwork.punk for powering us by turning on the electricity.
For following the live stream.
I want to thank Dr. Michael Zoman's Facebook friends for following the live stream. I want to thank the ghost of Javelina, wherever he may roam.
Hell.
I want to thank...
He's in hell forever.
Where he lays his head is home. No mad vagabond. Call him what you
want. I want to thank Jack Inslee. I want to... Hey, Jack. There you are. You're always here. Man, it's so crazy.
Jack.
I want to thank Mansoor Peugeot for not obeying my orders and leaving the studio. I want to thank the ground that we walk on and the sky above us.
Let's thank Tommy for calling in.
I want to
thanks, Tommy.
Nigel was a
Nigel.
No thanks to Nigel. Underdeveloped character that we shouldn't have run tonight.
Oh my God, you're being a tyrant.
I want to thank Johnny Walker Judgment for just having a play on this.
For
and
sure.
I want to thank Alexander Graham Bell for being able to turn on light
for
bulb.
Inventing the transmitter.
I'll drink to that.
Yeah.
See you next time. Thank you.
Listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Heritage_Radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.